Welcome to Campfire Stories with Polymath Panda, presented by Storytime Hero. Gather round the campfire, little ones. I'm Polymath Panda, and tonight I have a wonderful adventure for you. Imagine a place called Steel City, where everything is made of iron and gears. The sky is often gray with smoke, and the ground is hard pavement. Our hero, that's you, was walking through the noisy factory district one evening. While everyone else was busy looking at their heavy boots, you noticed something very strange tucked away behind a tall, rusty fence. Can you guess what a hero might find hidden there? You peeked through a hole in the fence and saw a large blue robot named Unit 734. It was built with huge, heavy arms designed to weld giant metal beams for skyscrapers. Sparks usually flew from its fingers, and its heavy feet went clump, clump, clump on the factory floor. But here, in this secret alleyway, the robot was moving as quietly as a mouse. It wasn't welding steel or carrying pipes. Instead, it was kneeling on the ground, staring intently at a small wooden crate. What could be so important to a big, powerful, metallic welding robot? You crept closer and saw that inside the crate was a tiny, bright green sprout. Unit 734 was using its optical sensors to scan the leaves. This robot had discovered the joy of botany. That is a big, important word. Botany is the scientific study of plants, from the tallest redwood trees to the smallest blades of grass. Unit 734 didn't want to build cold towers anymore. It wanted to understand how things grew. It looked up at you with glowing yellow eyes, and you realized this robot had a very soft heart hidden under its metal chest. You decided to help your new friend. Together, you spent weeks building a special greenhouse in the hidden alley. You used discarded glass panels and scrap metal frames that Unit 734 welded together with expert precision. While the robot provided the strength, you provided the seeds and the care. You planted colorful petunias, soft moss, and even a small lemon tree. It was a perfect partnership. The robot learned that its metal hands could be gentle, and you learned that even in a city of machines, nature could find a way to thrive if someone cared enough for it. Then, the weather turned very cold. A great frost swept into Steel City, turning the puddles to ice and the wind into a biting chill. Snow began to fall, covering the iron buildings in white. Inside the greenhouse, the temperature began to drop. The petunias drooped, and the lemon tree's leaves started to curl. The hero, you, tried your best to cover the plants with old burlap sacks, but the frost was too strong. You looked at Unit 734, whose metal joints were starting to creak in the cold. The plants were in big trouble, my little friend. The heater you had built for the greenhouse suddenly let out a puff of smoke and stopped working. The glass walls were thick with ice, and the air inside was freezing. You felt a tear go down your cheek, worried that your beautiful garden would be lost. Unit 734 whirred its gears loudly, its yellow eyes flashing. It looked at the dying flowers and then at its own powerful welding lasers. These lasers were meant to melt thick steel in the factory. They were very hot and very dangerous. Could a machine built for construction save something as delicate as a flower? The robot stepped to the center of the greenhouse. It didn't point its lasers at the plants. Instead, it aimed them at the heavy stone floor. With tiny controlled bursts of light, Unit 734 began to heat the rocks beneath the soil. The stones began to glow a warm sunset orange. Slowly, the frost on the glass started to melt away. The air inside became cozy and warm, just like our campfire tonight. You realized that the robot was using its high-tech tools in a brand new way. It was a master of technology, working to protect the natural world. Hour after hour, Unit 734 stood perfectly still, acting as a living heater for the garden. It used its internal computers to calculate exactly how much warmth the petunias needed to stay happy without getting too hot. You sat by its giant metal feet, feeling the warmth radiating from the stones. By morning, the blizzard was still howling outside, but inside the greenhouse, the petunias were standing tall and bright. The lemon tree even smelled sweeter than ever. You and the robot had done it. You saved the garden, using the power of science and a lot of love.
Word of the secret summer in winter spread through Steel City. People came from all over to see the robot gardener and the brave hero who helped it. The mayor was so impressed that she declared the alley a public park. She gave Unit 734 a new job as the head botanist of Steel City. No longer did the robot have to weld cold beams. Now it spent its days teaching children about botany and using its lasers to keep the park green all year long. The city became a place where gears and gardens lived together in perfect harmony.
You and Unit 734 remain the best of friends, proving that technology doesn't have to be cold if it's used with a kind heart. And that's tonight's campfire tale. Remember, technology and nature can work together in harmony. If you loved this story, ask your grown-up to visit storytimehero.ai, where families can create personalized storybooks made just for their kids. Until next time, friends, keep that imagination burning bright. I'll be right here by the fire waiting for you. Good night, and sleep tight in your cozy beds. I can't wait to share our next big adventure together.